David Tsai.
Spend the David Tsai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Tsai Thursday Live.
Radio Tsai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, loving Sairam and greetings from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the entire universe. You are listening to Radio Sai's Asia Stream and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai and I welcome you all for today's Thursday Live. This is a segment, Service Love in Action, in which we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to society. Well, at the very outset, let us all collectively offer our most humble pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is none other than Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Today is 23rd of October 2014 and today is the festival of Deepavali. So dear listeners, I wish you all a very happy and wonderful Deepavali. In today's Sai Inspires, which is the daily email service from Radio Sai, Bhagawan lovingly explained to us what is the significance we must learn from the festival of Deepavali and what is the genuine way to celebrate Deepavali. Well, you all would have got the Science Pass message already, but let me just read out for you all once again. So I quote, "The festival of Deepavali is to express gratitude at the defeat of Naraka, demonic tendencies in man, which drags one down from divinity. Naraka, the demon, whose death at the hands of Krishna is celebrated today, signifies hell. Narakasura is the demon. Narakasura is the personification of all the traits of character that obstruct the upward impulses of man. The human being is a composite of man, beast, and God, and in the inevitable struggle among the three for ascendancy, you must ensure that God wins, suppressing the merely human and the lowly beast. The griha, that is home, where the name of the Lord is not heard, is a guha, that is cave, and nothing more. As you enter griha, that is home, you leave it, and while you are in it, regularly perfume it, illuminate and purify it with the name. Light it as a lamp at dusk and welcome it at dawn as you welcome the sun. That is the genuine Deepavali, the festival of lamps." Unquote. This excerpt was taken from Swami's Divine Discourse, which he delivered on 24th of October in the year 1965 on the occasion of the festival Deepavali. And this was today's Science Bias message. So, dear listeners, the time right now in our studio is 12 o'clock and this is a segment, Service Love in Action. Well, before moving further, I would like to tell you all a report of the relief operations happening in the coastal districts of Andhra Pradesh by the Sai organization because of the cyclone Hudhud. Well, many of you may be aware of the cyclone which is affecting the Andhra Pradesh, many districts of the Indian state of Andhra Pradesh. So with the divine grace and blessings of Bhagawan Baba, under the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust and Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations, the relief work to the cyclone affected people of Vishakhapatnam, Vijayanagaram and flood affected Srikakulam districts was continued by the vibrant and ever service minded Sevadals. Sevadals, volunteers and disaster management team of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations. Well, our reporter from the operation site adds that the relief work commenced on 13th October and will continue till 25th of this month, as planned by the organizers. During the relief operations, large number of puliora packets, that is a fried rice food item, and other eatables like biscuits, buns, water packets were distributed unabatingly in all the affected three districts. Besides, usable items like mats, candles, matchboxes were also distributed to the needy people. Well, with the financial contributions from the Sri Sathya Central Trust, large quantity of utensils were added to the cloth items such as saris, dhotis and blankets distributed to the hapless victims in the above three districts, that is the Visakhapatnam, Vijayanagaram and Srikakulam districts of Andhra Pradesh, and also in the fishermen areas of Bimili and Visakhapatnam districts. The latter were also distributed with the water purifier. So this is a report of the relief operations happening in these districts, and we pray to Bhagavan to shower his grace and blessings on these victims. So dear listeners, this is segment Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from TBSI, and in this segment today I'll be playing for you a conversation that I had recorded a couple of weeks back with the members of organization of the states of North Indian states of Bihar and Jharkhand. The conversation is with Mr. Sujit Cha, the Vice President of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization for Bihar and Jharkhand, and with Mr. A.S. Shankaram. He is a member of the Sai Organization. And in this conversation, they talk to us about the various activities that Swami's devotees are involved from these states of Bihar and Jharkhand. So let's listen to this conversation. Sairam sir, greetings and a warm welcome to Radio Sai Studio.
Sairam.
This is a segment called Service Love in Action. Now, Swami has given a lot of importance to service to society. Swami has always said, love all and serve all. In fact, Swami has not only said, but in his entire life, Sujan, he has acted it. He has initiated many mega projects like the Sri Sathya Sai Drinking Water Project, then the Sri Sathya Sai Super Speciality Hospitals, General Hospitals, which give free treatment to all, and then the Sri Sathya Sai Educational Institutions. Now, inspired by all these projects, Swami's devotees now are involved in service activities wherever they are, in whatever capacity they can. So, in this segment, we talk to Swami's devotees and listen to their experience of being involved in service activities. And Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization is a very good platform for devotees to take part in service. Now, even in Sathya Sai Seva Organization, as far as I know, there are two groups of service. One is the service which Swami's devotees do in their own places, the different service activities, and the other one is the Prashanti Seva, where devotees come here to Prashanti Nilayam Ashram and are allotted different spots inside the ashram. And this is the month of October that we are recording the interview, and right now the Prashanti Seva is from Bihar and Jharkhand, right sir?
Correct.
So today we want you to speak on the service activities done by the devotees from Bihar. So let's start from the Prashanti Seva itself. So this time how many Sevadals have come from the states of Bihar and Jharkhand? Please give some statistics.
Nearly 1400 approximately. Ladies and gents.
Okay.
760 approximately gents and 650 ladies are there at present. They have all come from different parts of our state, Bihar and Jharkhand. And you will be astonished to hear that some of the sevadals or devotees, you may call, they take as long as 6 days journey to come here.
Oh, from
it's
Bihar?
From far interior Bihar, from border of Nepal. There are people who come here for seva and they demonstrate their love for Swami. It's really very, you can say, motivating that people of such kind and such sort, only for the love of Bhagavan, they come here and perform their seva.
Every year, we also visit district-wise and zonal-wise, and we conduct training program only for this Prashanti Seva particularly, so that the people should know what they will do during this 15 days of Seva here.
Yes.
In a disciplined manner and selfless and with love, we should serve. So that Mano Seva is Madhav Seva,
yes,
as Bhagavan says always. So with that attitude, they come and do, but there may be few people who may not understand the significance of this seva, but they involve themselves in spite of that. But mostly the trained sevadal, they are very much involved not only here in Prashanti Seva, but there in respective places also they are doing these Seva activities continuously throughout the year.
Now this Prashanti Seva, how many times in a year it is?
Prashanti Seva, our turn is only once. Oh. Once in a year for 15 days. 1st October to 15th October.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now as you said, sir, that people come from the interior villages. Now what do you think motivates them and inspires them to come and do service?
It's Swami's divine divinity only.
Mm. This you can call a miracle. It's a really a miracle because some people go from here when they perform their seva here and they go back to their villages. They may talk about this holy place and about Swami. But real miracle is that we find such people also coming here or taking very curiosity in coming for seva. Those who have never seen even the photo of Swami.
Oh, okay.
And they are so curious to come to perform seva. How it is that if somebody can tell them about the seva and they are so much motivated that they take a journey up to 5 days, 6 days and they come here and they do service in any place they are allotted. This really is a miracle. You can call it a miracle. It's nobody can, other than Bhagavan himself can motivate this.
We think that we are doing, we are trying, we are bringing them here, but in fact that Baba motivates them. Because they do not even understand the language also sometimes. Language is different.
Yes, yes.
Their thinking is different. But Swami's photo is kept there and they are motivated and attracted.
Mm.
So, in fact, Swami is doing.
Yes, yes, yes.
That is the feeling. And they are also having the same feeling that Swami's grace is taking us to Prashanti Nilayam for this noble Prashanti Seva.
Wonderful. So this time new sevadars have come, who are coming for the first time?
There are.
Oh.
Every time we find some
old people,
30 to 20% people are new and the rest they repeat and they are so anxious after the seva that they take firm commitments before Bhagavan that they will, when they come back next year, they will definitely try to bring along with them new peoples.
Mm.
They take a firm commitment while going. And every year we find that 20 to 30% are new.
No. Nice.
As you know, initially Swami was granting Pada Namaskar,
yes, yes,
Darshan,
yes.
Vibhuti Prasadam.
For Sevadal specially.
For Sevadal specially. Mm. That was the attraction. So the Sevadal used to come here and attend this Prashanti Seva.
Mm.
But slowly Swami withdrew that. In spite of that, without expecting Pada Namaskar or Darshan or Vibhuti Prasadam, they used to come and render their selfless service and go. Now, this is the very critical time.
Yes.
Because you know Swami's physical form is not there.
Yes.
In spite of that, those people are coming regularly without any fear. And they were poor people. They were getting railway concession forms also.
Mm.
But now, that has been also stopped.
Okay.
And they are still paying this railway charges. They are taking tickets. They are traveling long distance and coming and doing the seva. There may be few exceptions, but in totality, we are proud of them that they are really very much interested in doing this seva.
Hmm.
They must be getting Swami's blessings.
Yes, sir.
That is the only reason.
Now Swami's physical form is not there, but Swami is everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
That feeling has to become.
And he himself is motivating everyone.
Correct.
Nice. Okay, now about the activities in Bihar and Jharkhand. You please describe in detail about the Samiti level activities, then district level activities and state level activities. So let's start with the Samiti level activities.
Almost all the activities are similar at all level. But continuously we are doing national Narayan Seva, village adoptions, visit to villages, conducting their Bal Vikas classes, encouraging youth for vocational trainings like that. Even ladies, old ladies, they are also interested. We are encouraging them to involve themselves in cultural activities.
Okay.
everywhere the culture is different little bit. So in Jharkhand particularly, Adivasi culture is there. So we learn from them and they also learn from us. And we encourage them to participate in those cultural activities, music classes, like that.
Mm. Then what about Sri Sathya Sai Village Integrated Programs, SSVIP?
SSVIP program is going on very smoothly in our state also. And at present we have, in every district we have adopted such villages, where the service is given in totality, in a holistic manner. And we have, as per the guideline, we have nominated persons who dedicatedly goes to the villages and they perform their seva there. We give them basically moral boost up so that they don't feel that nobody is there to look after them, and Bhagavan is there, always there to guide them, to help them. So we try to build up the confidence among the villagers and try to make them self-dependent, so that they, when they feel they are confident and they have that faith, they stop all these bad habits which they may inculcate, like drinking and
playing cards,
playing gambling or something like that. So we have found a lot of difference when after we started this seva in as a holistic manner. People have changed a lot. In villages also, we find that they are more curious and more anxious to live a peaceful life and with the name of Bhagavan always with them. And in some villages, they set up their own community centers and they are performing regular spiritual activities is going on. We help them in taking Bal Vikas and some spiritual activities are guided by us also. But we find that gradually they are self-dependent and they do all the activities by themselves. No interruption is required. Sometimes we find that it's not needed that we
our presence is not needed, not even though they carry out this.
So it's really that Bhagavan is motivating in a guiding force, and lots of differences has been found in all the villages which we have undertaken.
Now, as you said, sir, so many changes you have seen in the villages. Can you share with us few touching incidents that you have seen, the changes and transformation in the villages?
We have found there is a village near Jamshedpur, where in Singhum district, there is a real, you can call it a real change or real transformation, where a person who used to, he is a paid laborer, a daily wages laborer, and he used to get around 160 or 170 rupees per day. And you will be astonished that only 20 to 30 rupees he used to give to his family for only rice, and the rest he used to spend on himself by getting in all drinking habit and gambling habit. And 20 to 30 rupees he used to give to his family just for to bring rice.
Yeah.
No other items were provided by him, no vegetables, no dal or nothing like that. Only for rice, just to make sure that his family is living.
Mm-hmm.
But gradually when we went to that village, he was not entertaining us. He used to run away when we used to call him, call the people of the villages. He used to always escape our group, and gradually we try to take his children in the classes of Bal Vikas, and within few days the children absorbed the teachings of Bhagavan through Bal Vikas. And how come we also are very much you can say we surprised to see, after I think nearly 2 or 3 weeks classes of Bal Vikas, at random he came to us in our group. Openly he said that, "I used to run away from your group. I never liked, I don't have any faith in Bhagavan or any sort of thing. But seeing my children so broomed up, so miraculously there are changes we find. Though I also feel to join this, join your group and listen to what you say. And gradually he used to come to us, and you will be really very astonished to know that today 170 whatever he earns, he total amount is given to his wife. Okay. And he says very proudly that it's now your decision how much you will pay, give it to me. And he has stopped all the bad habits. Wow. And today his entire family is very, very well settled and very well flourished.
Real transformation.
Yeah, very nice. Wonderful.
Only by the Bal Vikas motivation. Because
of the children
only they
attend.
Previously he used to beat their children, beat his children, beat his wife also. But drastically after the Bal Vikas motivation of the children, to what inspired him, definitely Bhagavan was there. So he has completely changed, and he is an example for that village. And seeing him as in this village, entire village, today you can proudly announce that entire village is self-dependent, and they are they don't have any bad habits, and they are proudly enjoying the life very secretly with the community hall they have already created by the savings they used to spend on the liquor and all. They started saving that amount, and they have constructed a very beautiful center in their village, and they perform all these activities over there.
Nice. In fact, Swami has also once told in his divine discourse that when you go to a village and do the service activities, we should make sure that the bad qualities of the villagers are removed, like drinking alcohol, smoking, gambling, all such things. Because only then the life will be made.
Correct.
Their life
correct,
will be made.
When we move about in villages, we find that it's an automatic process. We need not need to be very harsh or very specific on that issue. It automatically happens. Mm. And this automatic.
They are more attracted towards bhajan also. Mm. Bhajan brings more transformation.
Okay.
Mostly children, parents, all elderly people. The Prashanti bhajans are like that.
Mm. Can you share one more incident you can share where you have seen a real transformation like this because of any of the SSBAB activities or anything like that?
What I just narrated to you, it's a common practice. This we have found in lots of villages.
Okay, okay.
People changing their lifestyle, getting away from bad habits. This is a common practice.
Some rich villages from Bihar, nearby Patna, the people are rich. But they are sending their children to Baba's schools, different locations, Rajmundry or here in Prashanti, Nilayam.
Okay.
Or in Sikesh, like that 96 children they are studying.
Mm.
So All India President has visited that place, and he was very much happy to know that the children of this interior village, they are studying in our Swami's schools and colleges.
Nice. So how often the devotees go to these SSVIP villages and conduct the activities?
It is weekly wise, but in a holistic way, the sevadals who are nominated for this particular activity, they go frequently. Sometimes regular in a week, 7 days in a week, as per the need of the of their particular devotees of that village, they go in a holistic manner. Sometimes 7 days in a week.
Oh, is it?
It's, there is no fixed timing, but sincerely or regularly, if you call, it's weekly. Sundays, they are, people go
weekends.
To weekends. Mm. Yeah.
Are there any particular seva activity other than SSVIP, any Sai hospital or Sai school or anything?
Actually,
medical
at present,
camps?
In our state, there is no such Sai school or Sai hospital, but we are... we have taken initiatives in lots of places. By the grace of Bhagavan, we hope in very soon we could get up with schools itself. But other than SSVIP villages, there are lots of service activities we undertake. We go to remand homes. Sometimes we go to the jail also.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, we take a spiritual activity, basically bhajan. I would like to share one example in this respect. In Jamshedpur only, we had visited the jail. And initially, the administration there, when you go enter the jail, they put stamp and they allow you inside the where the inmates are there.
Mm.
So initially, we used to go there, and there is in their compound, they had a place where the different deities were placed. In that compound only, they permitted us to perform bhajan and little satsang we used to perform. So initially, we found that they did not have a lot interest.
The prisoners.
Mm. But you will be astonished again to listen that after, I think, 2 or 3 weeks when we went there, we found that the prisoners themselves cleaned the whole premises. They put their kambals, which the administration gave them for their prison stay. They put the kambals in the floor, and very systematically they were seated before we went there. So we found real transformation, you can say.
So they were already ready?
Yeah, they were already ready. Initially, we used to do all that cleaning part and putting the flowers and all. Swami's chair was put up. So, but gradually, they themselves were initiated, and they were all ready before we went there. And when we performed bhajan, initially they could not participate, or they did not want to participate.
Yes.
But afterwards, we found that they also joined hands, and they were performing bhajans in a very systematic way. And they used to listen to the satsang. Sometimes they used to inquire about their lifestyles, how could they change this type of things. And like that, remand home is there, remand home where the children inmates are kept. There we also, perform regular Bal Vikas classes are performed. And then we take up hospital clean visits where we go and talk to patients who are isolated, but we try to build up confidence in them. And then again we go to mandirs, different mandir places and spiritual places to clean the premises. These type of activities are regular in samiti levels in our entire state. As they have the opportunity, they avail this type of service.
Okay. Nice. So now, so many activities. How are the youth involving in the activities? And how do you inspire and motivate them to come forward to service activities? The youth basically.
We have youth in our state, but not up to the mark. But we are regular trying to motivate them through different retreats and different type of sadhana camps. And we try that to make sure that they come and join the retreats or sadhana camp we organize in our samiti levels, district level, sometimes even state level. And every year it is fixed that we organize a youth conference where we call our revered All India President. Last year also he was there with us. And this year our National Vice President Nimish Pandya was there. And we try to gather all the youths and try to motivate them.
Mm-hmm.
And we find that if 100 took part, about 20 or 30 definitely join the organization.
Okay.
And they, as they have their convenience, they come for activities. But we are constantly trying to motivate youth in to join the organization, to join the service activities which we undertake.
Youth means they are more involved in their studies and afterwards they join somewhere, a job. So because of these reasons, continuous involvement is not there. Otherwise, in their own life, they must be implementing Baba's teachings. But village said they are free, so they are coming.
Okay. Mm. Are there any challenges and problems that you are facing in Bihar and Jharkhand such as the organization to conduct the service activities? And how we are overcoming those challenges and problems, if any?
If you call it a challenge, we take it as our duty or responsibility towards Bhagawan, and we never back out. We try to organize different types of activities, like when we want to go and move in the public, we organize Sai Sandesh Yatras, and we invite priests from different religions and faiths. We perform our service activities by cleaning the entire masjid premises, and they also have appreciated a lot by seeing us involved in their activities, in their holy rituals. So by entering into other societies, so we take it as a our responsibility towards our Bhagavan or our organization. So we never feel very depressed or suppressed.
Challenges are there, but we are not disgraced, and we could come out and overcome those challenges. It is only because of Swami's...
Challenges like financial...
Financial challenges are challenges. There. That is always there. We cannot demand from other sources. People are there. They themselves may give. Unless we approach, they don't pay. But as per rules and regulations, we cannot approach everybody. Only within the devotees, within our family group only. To meet the resources, it is a challenge.
No, sir, as you said, devotees go on a week basis, or sometimes they go regularly every day also for the service activities. And you also said that the youth, they are more involved in studies and job. So time is a factor for everyone. Like everyone wants to do good. They have got the attitude to do good to the society, but they don't have time.
Correct.
They are either busy in their studies or in their job, in their family or something. So like now you are involved in service from many decades. Like what do you say to those who say, yeah, time is a question for us. We don't have time. We don't have time to do service activities, but we want to.
Life has become very fast now.
So what do you suggest to such people to come forward and do seva? The benefits of service, we can say.
They also know the benefits of seva, but they are compelled with these studies and other things. Otherwise, they will watch TV or computer. They will sit on computer hours together.
So, for such people, what do you like to say, sir? That doing service is better than spending time in other activities.
What I feel, it's a question of faith. I would definitely want to give message to such people that if they really rely upon Bhagavan and with strong faith, time will automatically be managed. They need not worry about their time or their resources. It will all come automatically. Every time I repeat, I am using that word that automatically. It's Bhagavan's grace. It definitely will enlighten their positions and situations also. And if they are really committed with Bhagavan and they really want to do service, they should have strong faith and they should keep aside everything and take a step towards whichever activity they feel of Bhagavan, whichever activity they have the liking, and with strong faith, if they take one step, I can assure on behalf of the organization, on behalf of everybody from our state itself, that Bhagavan will take care of every other things.
If we do Bhagavan's work, then he will take care of us.
We have a strong feeling that they should join us. They should do some service, but they will say, Swami says, work is worship. First we have to do our work, then society work, like that. There are counter arguments are also there, but ultimately the Swami's blessings and his avatar, that gives everything they are getting, money, fame, name, everything they are getting, but sukh or shanti, they are not able to get. So for that we convince them that whatever you are getting, you get. But simultaneously also involve yourself in Swami's teachings and Swami's directions. He guides us, he guards us. His blessings are more necessary for us living in a peaceful way. So some people understand and they implement those things, and some are still in a worldly affairs they are involved.
For creating such awareness, we regularly perform, organize some seminars and different type of, you can say, retreats or training camps. to make aware with these facts, that have strong faith in Bhagavan, and he will take care of rest of your any sort of problem. You say you don't have time, you will find that when you take one step, leaving aside everything, you will find that there are time, lots of time for you to get yourself involved in Bhagavan's activities.
Mm.
So we try to motivate in regular intervals, and people respond also. People are coming forward.
As Bhagavan said, that earth revolves around sun continuously. Similarly, the present time, we are revolving around the wealth, rupee.
Mm. Mm.
So everyone is after this earning of rupees and money, and they are after that. So it is very difficult also. And in that, our Purva Janma karma and the karma phala, these are also factors. Our samskara, these factors are also work, I think, in my opinion. Those factors also play a greater role in transforming our lives.
Now, you have come to Swami in 1962, right, sir?
Yes,
you told.
Yes, sir.
So, it's been many decades now, and you are involved in service activities.
Yeah.
So, what do you think are the benefits of seva? Why we should do seva, sir? Like, how it transforms ourselves?
Seva is sadhana.
Yes.
We cannot sit hours together in dhyanam. We cannot go for tapas. We cannot do bhakti. We cannot meditate. So in such case, by knowing, understanding the significance of seva, and seva is sadhana, if we really think, then we can render a good service, and we should do that. We should involve ourselves throughout life, thinking that mano seva is madhav seva.
Hmm. Service to man is service to God.
Service to God.
Now sir, this is the month of October, the year 2014,
yes,
and next year, that is 2015, is the 90th birthday of Bhagavan.
50th anniversary also of the organization.
Okay, 50th anniversary of Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization.
Yeah.
So what are the initiatives that you have taken for the states of Bihar and Jharkhand? Please share.
National initiative has been taken, as you may be also aware. A disaster management program is taken as a national initiative. Nutrition management program and vocational training program. These three are in a national initiative has been taken.
Okay.
And we have also simultaneously undertaken all these activities. And in disaster management program, we are already on move, and we are going to interior villages and training people to cope up with the natural calamities, if any, occurred. And we are training persons, and we are making them equipped with all the materials which may be required in this program. Similarly, nutrition program, we are identifying people in villages where pregnant mothers are given good nutrition. We ensure that they are given good nutrition so that the child which will come have a healthy outcome. And vocational training program also in our state we have taken in a vigorous way. And we are taking initiatives to set up vocational training camps, initially in the SSVIP villages, where we will train the village youths so that they are self-dependent. And we will try also to ensure that they don't leave the villages after being trained. They set up their own business or their livelihood in that particular village, and we are trying to motivate in that corner also, because this program is totally on that criteria only, that we should ensure that they do not leave the villages, and they whatever earning they will be needing, they will try in their village itself.
What are the different vocational training activities?
We will be providing training in plumbing and carpentry and tractor repairing, motorbike repairing, mobile repairing,
okay,
which are daily needs of the society.
Yes.
And in the village also, today mobile is very common.
Mm.
And if you go to any shop for mobile repairing, they charge highly. They are charged for their repair. And we will ensure that when we train such youth from the village itself, they charge also should be moderate, and they will fulfill the requirement of the village in that particular field. So this type of training will be provided. And in addition to the activities, we have already planned and we are already on the move. We will organize symposium and Swami's exhibition on his life and message in an entire district. So an entire, we'll try to cover up entire state with the exhibition and symposium of Bhagwan. Video shows we are organizing, we will be organizing in all the parts of state where we will be showing motivating videos of Bhagwan related service activities which Bhagwan has done for the entire mankind, which he has demonstrated in his life. We will try to focus on that, those subjects. We are also trying to translate in our own language of such videos will be translated by some Madhya Pradesh people are already involved in translation of Bhagwan's discourses.
Mm-hmm.
We have already into Hindi.
Oh.
So that our people in our state get the...
They understand
and they get the maximum benefit from it. So video shows will be organized. And cultural program, we will encourage local singers, local dramatists, local artists, and we will try to give them a platform in our local samiti level, district level, and let them perform to encourage them, to make them more self-dependent, or you can say the self-confident in their respective fields. And then again we will have Bal Vikas and Youth Program in Prashanthi Nilayam also when the slot is allotted to us, maybe in our Seva period, like in 85th birthday we had been given a chance to perform here. So we will bring our Bal Vikas children and youth to present a value-based program in Prashanthi Nilayam. And then again we'll organize Walk for Values, Sai Sandesh Yatra,
mm-hmm.
and we'll, our devotees participating, and we'll try to call prominent personalities from the society to flag off such yatras,
mm-hmm.
so that we get maximum coverage in the society,
okay.
and people in the hope to that other people of the society will also join mm-hmm. us in this holy work. And then we have already in a systematic way performing as of the age of Bhagwan, like 89 hours bhajan was performed last year,
wow.
and 90 hours bhajan will be performed in the entire district of our state.
Mm-hmm.
Continuous akhand bhajan will be there, and where we involve different people from the society, and it's a very pious act. 90 hours continuous bhajan
yes.
Will be going on. Then we'll organize Sri Satya Sai Vrat Kalpam also in the entire district, where we will organize puja in a very traditional way, as Bhagwan's katha will be put up.
Life story, Swami's life story,
and where people will perform a spiritual act via this media. So these are the basic plannings which we have already undertaken, and we are on the move.
Already started.
Yeah, already started. The whole year we will be concentrating on these activities.
Nice. Anything more you want to share, sir, on the theme of Seva in Bihar and Jharkhand? Any final thoughts before we conclude?
In order to attract youth from different villages or urban areas, if we are not able to convince them, we encourage them to come over Prashanthi Nilayam in the form of Parthi Yatra. We invite them, we wish them to come over this place. And some people who visit this place, they are attracted. They see, observe everything. The super speciality hospital, educational institutions, and here the seva activities. So in that way also youth are coming, but in a less number.
You mentioned Parthi Yatra. So how often in a year Parthi Yatra happens?
Once in a year
when we perform holy festival we organize here during the month of March.
That will be for how many days, a Parthi Yatra?
Two days. We perform a cultural program we organize here of the Bal Vikas children.
Mm-hmm.
And devotees also participate in singing choirs and bhajans in Kulwanthal. And we try to bring along with us different new people from the society.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like once we had brought with us 70 doctors from our state.
Oh.
So they were there, they visited the super specialty hospital, they were given a special pass for the visit, which was arranged by coordination with the ashram authorities. They were really motivated after this visit, and some of the doctors have willingly offered their service to our
organization. So all those doctors came for the first time
to Puttaparthi, and it was 17 numbers. It was a huge number, and so we tried to organize such group to come to Prasad.
So how did they feel, sir? Those new doctors.
That's what
after
I was
going back.
Yes.
Very good. Very positive they are.
And they are frequently, whenever we call them in our organization for any activity.
For medical camps.
Medical camps. They willingly offer their service. So it's a very good platform.
When was this, sir, when the 70 doctors came?
2 years back. Okay. In the year of, this is 2014, or 2012 they had come. In Prasanthi.
Anything more you want to share?
With the Bhagavan's blessings, he should give us energy and he should guide us to take others to in this path spiritually. They should get strength. And Sarve Jana Sukhino Bhavantu, all should be happy. This is what we pray Bhagavan.
So I would again want to repeat to all such people who are really curious in coming forward for seva activities in the banner of Bhagavan. So I will make an appeal to them from this platform that they should have strong faith and they should take one step ahead in this direction. And I can assure on everyone's behalf that Bhagavan will take care of the other steps. They need not worry about it.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much for coming to our studios and sharing with us about the activities.
Thank you, sir.
This is the first time that you have given me the opportunity. So, we all should make our efforts, sincere efforts, so that we can become more nearer and dearer to Bhagavan.
Can become better instrument
better
in Bhagavan's mission.
Correct, sir. Thank you, Sairam.
Sairam, dear listeners, welcome once again to today's Thursday Live. This is a segment Service Love in Action and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. So today in this segment Service Love in Action, you heard a conversation that I had recorded a couple of weeks back with the members of the Sai organization for the North Indian states of Bihar and Jharkhand. They were Mr. Sujit Jha, the Vice President of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization for Bihar and Jharkhand, and Mr. A.S. Shankaram, a member of the Sai organization. I hope you all found it inspiring. Please do write to us about your feedback, comments and suggestions if you have any to listener@radiosai.org. With this, dear listeners, I come to the end of today's segment of Service Love in Action. I place the segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet and I take your leave. In a while from now, Brothers Prem and Arvind will be joining you for the next segment of today's Thursday Life, that is Afternoon Satsang. Jai Sairam.